Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Edinburgh, Scotland, to Simon Constable, reporting for Barron's in the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. We begin with the virus report in Edinburgh. You will recall that in London, the Johnson government has made many remarks now reversing the warnings of earlier in this year. The London audience will see all restrictions lifted for the vaccinated as of the 19th of July. There are other details here, but it's a striking reversal from the staycation talk of June. However, in Edinburgh, the story is always different because, though it is the United Kingdom, Edinburgh has its own government at Holyrood House. Simon, the lifting of all restrictions as of the 19th for the vaccinated, which describes the Scottish citizenry as well as the English citizenry. Have you heard anything from your first minister about a release into the world, travels to the mainland, to Portugal, anything like that, Simon? Good day to you.
Good day to you, John. You know, I wish I had heard something about that, but I haven't. And that really goes back to the first minister, Nicola Sturgeon, who has been cautious, overly cautious, if you ask me, in doing everything. She's going to probably wait until England is uplifted on the 19th of July and see how that goes. And if it goes well, then she'll follow. If it doesn't go well, she'll say something along the lines of, I told you so, and we're not doing it, and we're glad we didn't do it. So there's no going out there on a limb. And yet, you know, here we are. We're not in that much different a shape than England. One of the things that I think is really interesting is that the leader of the Labour Party in Scotland says that the coronavirus is out of control in Scotland. That's just 3 days ago he's saying that. So that wouldn't be that much different from today. I can't see any reason for it being any different. And yet he's saying it's out of control. It probably is in London too. And yet England is going forward. Scotland, not yet. I think there will be problems if the Scottish government does not go forward because people need to be able to get out and about. They're getting a bit stir crazy, shall we say.
The English are coming your way, Scotland being a wonderful place to vacation. But we go to something more profound than even the virus, and that is hunger, food, wheat. You've reported most recently that wheat has spiked. Why and what can be done about wheat prices?
Well, very, very little can be done about wheat prices. This is a climate and a weather story, and it really is quite incredible. 89% of the spring wheat growing areas are suffering from severe, extreme, or exceptional droughts. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's really, really bad. It's going to be a pretty awful crop this year. People are looking at it going up about 30% from where it is now, maybe to $10 to $11 a bushel. And when I wrote this story, which was late last week, it was about $8.09 a bushel. So again, you know, quite a big increase there. This weather isn't likely to get well, and it's likely to lift the entire wheat complex. By the way, spring wheat, which is what this is we're talking about, is the wheat that you would eat in when you buy bread or when you buy a pizza or something like that, or a nice bagel. It's not the wheat that's used in cattle feed.
Now, Simon, not to be difficult, but the lords of the central banks have commented that the spike in prices at the food store that we've noticed for several months now is temporary. It's the coming out from the lockdown of 2020. These prices, however, don't seem to have anything to do with unlocking the population. If I read your story correctly in Barron's, this is about the drought that is dominating the western United States. Is the drought also in other parts of the world? We eat our wheat, but in Edinburgh, you eat wheat from other places, I think North Africa, for one.
It is not to do with a monetary situation, and it is not a temporary thing. This is weather weather. You have Russia and Eastern Europe, which produces a lot of grain, particularly wheat. Russia's suffering from drought too. Canada as well, which is just above the Great Plains of the U.S., and that's suffering from drought. And there you're looking at some big areas. Russia is the biggest exporter of wheat in the world, and that's come about because they've liberalized the way that they do things in Russia since communist times, and they've really stepped on it and got going. So, no, this is not a temporary thing. This could be really bad. Hopefully, it isn't going to be as bad as some of the prognosticators I talked to say, but it's going to be bad one way or the other.
You also indicate that the corn crop might also spike in price, although the traders were not certain. Again, corn would be affected by water. So what we're looking at is a chain reaction throughout the United States and throughout the world to a climate situation. Now, Simon, did they know this was coming? The reason I ask that foolish question is the inventories are very low, which has led to a spike in prices in things you buy at the store. You understand.
I understand, yes.
Did they know their crops were coming in low, and did they anticipate this when they planted the wheat in the winter?
No, I don't think they did. I mean, some people were forecasting this, but they are using very sophisticated weather pattern software to look at what's going on. I think the vast majority of supermarkets and supermarket chains who are buying the food and ordering ahead of time have had no idea that this was going to happen. I've talked to a few people who did, but they are very, very unusual.
Simon writes for investors as well as commenting on the world situation and climate change. And so now we're going to turn to the investor side of this. Simon, I'll put this diplomatically. An investor, how would he or she approach the reporting of a spike in prices of wheat with a drought that is not going to relent? Where do you put your investments?
You can do a couple of things. One of the easiest things to do is to buy futures contracts for Minneapolis spring wheat on the Minneapolis Grain Exchange. This is different from the Chicago exchanges, although you can do the same and buy it there. Buy long-dated futures contracts and watch them go up and then sell them. And I think it was a comedian once who said, if they don't go up, then don't buy them. But that seems to be the way to go with that. Or you can buy an exchange-traded fund which holds wheat contracts. It's WEAT. They hold Chicago Board of Trade wheat. But it doesn't really matter because the whole complex of different types of wheat will rise if one of them rises. And that will be just the way it is.
And Simon, the logic here is that this would, in some fashion, delimit the profits of food companies unless they raise their prices. Have they talked about raising their prices to pass along the price of wheat?
I would expect food companies would pass along the price of wheat through increased cost of loaf of bread, increased cost of bagels, things like that, increased cost of pizza. I would point out, though, that the bigger cost when you buy a loaf of bread is gasoline. And it's not because you're eating the gasoline. It's because your bread has to be brought to you by a truck. And that's about half the cost of a loaf of bread. And the gasoline prices have gone up as well. So you're going to get a double whammy here. Prices up because of delivery costs. Prices up because of the actual stuff that's in the bread, i.e. the wheat.
All right. We have a worldwide warning then for a spike in a bushel of wheat. And we go back to Edinburgh because a week past, Simon was boasting about his fishing at a river he generally named. He didn't give a spot. However, I believe you've not been fishing the last week. Is your weather moderating in any fashion in Edinburgh, Simon?
I wish it was. When everyone in the U.S. was celebrating July 4th, I thought, oh, I'll go fishing and celebrate my American nationality because I'm a dual national. And of course, then I looked at the weather forecast and there was thunder and lightning. And I am not stupid enough to wave a graphite stick, my fishing rod, in the air during a thunderstorm because I don't want to die. So I couldn't go, unfortunately.
Simon Constable, our fisherman in Edinburgh. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.